Okay, everybody, welcome to I Can Attitude Lesson 5. Karen Willens, a.k.a. Vance's butt kicker, for the last, are we going on about 3.5 months now? No, more than that.
I think so.
Okay. One of the neatest things about this program is it's always changing, always evolving for the better. And one of the things with the business buddies, and by the way, that's Karen's term, she came up with that, is that we get to hold each other accountable. And just as a quick side note before, Karen, before you take over the call tonight, Stacy last week at her school where she teaches at a private Christian school, she shared the quote that both of us learned, I think it was the summer of 1993, without accountability, there's no motivation for change. And she shared it with her superintendent and her principal. And they both looked at her and said, that's really good. And I started laughing because I thought, well, but there's a lack of accountability, a lot. But fortunately, we have it in ICANN. We have it with this program. And I'm hoping that you really running the gauntlet with your business buddy, and you're finding some sort of accountability in that. So, Karen, have some fun.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, let's start with the takeaways. So who wants to go first?
Hi, Karen, it's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
The takeaway that I got was attitude is key. Reacting is not appropriate. Stop, think, and then respond.
Beautiful. That covers a lot of territory.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Rita.
Karen, this really spoke to me, Karen. This is Elaine. You may be the only version of your business that this person will see.
Mm.
So that makes you want to be good every time.
Yes.
So this
thank
is Ryan. This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Karen. And mine kind of goes right along with that. My customer needs me to be good in getting the information to them. So on the first contact, stick to the elevator speech, attempting to provide all that I know about ICANN and network marketing might make their eyes gloss over and cost them the opportunity to change their life.
Great.
Hey, Karen, it's Gary in Maine.
Hi, Gary.
My takeaway is if I am sincerely sharing my why, then what do I have to fear?
Great. Thank you.
This is Andy.
Go ahead, Andy.
I call it WNPR, Worthy Need Proven Results. In other words, we have worthy products. People need what we have. We have a proven service, and I've talked with many people who have had results.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. When we overcome an obstacle, it will give us the faith for still greater accomplishment.
Sandy, can you give us an example of how that's helped you?
Because when I kind of slow down and don't approach people, I just kind of freeze up about the whole thing, but when I start doing it, it's overcoming an obstacle for me, and I'm like, see, that spurs me on. That's great. I can do more.
That's awesome, and that's great for all of us, because I'm sure we all go through that at one point or another. That's really good, Sandy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Liz in Ohio. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Mine is courage means moving forward regardless of the risk and fact and failure of it all, but move forward.
Yes, that's great.
This is Vanita Patton from Hayward, California. Can you hear me?
Yes, Vanita, go ahead.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
I just, my takeaway is very pertinent right now. My neighbor, which I've been sharing Meekin for some time with, she just left in the paramedics truck. She had an asthma attack. And I am the only version of Meekin to her, which she finally purchased a Magflex for her chest. I had a demonstration at the house, and she did not purchase anything, but I did let her borrow the Magflex, and she found that the Magflex did open up the capillaries in her airways. And she did purchase one after one of the our fellow Nikonists. She actually explained to her what was going on, because one of the ladies in Meekin has asthma. Today, she was not wearing the Magflex on her chest, and she had an asthma attack, and at this point, she's unconscious right now. She's on her way to the hospital, so I'm going to go to the hospital and take my Meekin products. I probably will not be able to use them on her at this point, but her husband did say she was not wearing it. But as long as she was wearing it, she was able to breathe a lot easier. So what we do, now that I'm understanding this a lot better, is very, very important. It could save someone's life. Thank you.
Beautiful, Vanita, and we will send prayers and healing to your neighbor and strength to you. Thank you for helping her.
Hi, Hello. So my takeaway was something must change if I want a success that will last. And that's what I got from it. Basically, I have to be the messenger and deliver.
Yes, that's great. That's great.
Karen, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
And, hi, Karen. And my takeaway, really reading it this week, I really came to realize that I've got to get out of me. I've got to get out of my mind by approaching people about Meekin. And I know I've got this. I've got Meekin. I know Meekin, and I may be the only person, like many have said tonight, that knows about Meekin and needs to tell about it. And I was at two health fairs this week, and I realized I was the busiest booth there, and people were interested, and they want to know about this. So I'm getting out of me and just going to talk about it more.
That's terrific. Good job.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Karen. This is Gail. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Okay, my takeaway was that I must be good because the customer needs me to be good. And I must ask questions instead of just talking. I've got to get these questions asked about them. It's all about them.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anybody else? Okay, so my takeaway is I like tools. I like to have a little toolbox, whether it's mental or emotional or physical. So using self-discipline to stay positive. It takes a lot of work sometimes to stay positive. And so I like the tool that they talked about self-discipline to help stay positive. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. So who would like to share an elevator speech?
Karen, before we jump into elevator speeches, can I share my takeaway? Your timing is absolutely perfect. Because I just pulled into my driveway and I wanted to make sure I eliminated some of the background noise. And I have to go back to my notes because per Marty's requirement is every day write something down. And, oh my goodness, where did I write it down? Oh, there it is. There it is. I shared this, I believe, with both Karen and Gail. I get blessed to have two business buddies this session. And last Tuesday, right before the call, and I'm trying to do this super, super brief, I mentioned that a guy had called me and kind of derailed me a little bit, so I had to go out and shoot hoops just to kind of clear my mind. And I don't shoot hoops. I don't ever play basketball. I don't play any sports. And so Addie and I were just kind of playing a quick game of horse. And it was the next day and then the following day that it really sunk in what this man had accused me of, and it brought back a floodgate, literally a floodgate of emotions from 3 years ago when right after I started the ICANN program for the very first time, I was part of a $1.2 million lawsuit for alleged events that I took part in 28 years earlier. And here this man last week, Tuesday night, literally 20 minutes before the call, said, "Well, Vance, you said this." And I said, "I didn't say that. I wouldn't have so outside my character." And he just wouldn't believe it. And he said, "I thought we were good friends, and I can't believe you'd say that." And I said, "I didn't say it." And I kept laughing and apologizing. Anyhow, listening to lesson 5, when I was on a roof playing, of course, that's what I do. We get paid really well to do what we do. I'm listening to my own voice from 3 years ago. And the quote that came into my head was simply, "Nobody can make me feel inferior without my permission." And that's by Eleanor Roosevelt. And when I heard my own voice from 3 years ago sharing that really cool testimony about my friend Roland in Wyoming who bought the sleep system, and then when Marty said, "Think about this. Here's a diamond. And what's he doing on a Wednesday night? He's on a call like this." And when he said that, when he edified me, all of a sudden, all of that negativity of what the gentleman had accused me of, it just washed away. And I got to test the gutters that I was working on because I was filling them with tears. It broke me. And I went, "God, thank you." Because nobody can make us feel inferior. Words are powerful, what people say, but if we allow things to get into us, you know, that's why the whole mantra is what it is, and that's why repetition is so key. Anyhow, and next week I'll give you the results of sharing exactly what you shared, Karen, having a toolbox and using the tool and using your elevator speech. So I'm not going to take any more time from that because I shared mine, I think, last week. Maybe I didn't. Anyways, but I would like to go into timing mode, if that's okay. And Karen, you can...
Karen?
Yes.
This is Suzanne, and I just wanted to, since the timing of this, of what's going on, it's right around what Sandy talked about. My takeaway was our mistakes are some of the most valuable assets you will ever earn. And then the old adage, the best major league batters strike out more than they hit. So since the World Series is going on, and I don't watch baseball, but it's a reminder to me that, you know, you have to keep getting out there and going to bat, and it it's okay to get no's. You're practicing, you're getting better and better.
Yes, that is true, Suzanne, and I am a baseball fan, and every time it's kind of reframed when I watch a baseball game now, because this is what I think of.
Yeah.
We strike out more than we hit a home run.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, anybody else? Otherwise, we'll go into elevator speeches. Okay, who wants to do an elevator speech for us?
This is Elaine. I will start.
Great.
All right, you ready?
We're all set.
Okay, Karen, ask them what I do.
Hi, Elaine. What do you do?
I'm a consultant with Energy Health Technologies. You know, last year I fell in the rain, right on my backside, and the back of my head cracked against the concrete. It was a bad fall. Now, what would most people do after such a fall, and at my age? Well, the older ladies I was with wanted to give me pills and take me to the emergency room. They were really concerned for me. But I have a special weapon they didn't know about. It's called a wellness home. All I needed to do was go to my house, where I could wrap myself up in products made from earth and sun energies. They're drug-free with no side effects. Part of that secret weapon is a special bone health product, so I have much denser bones than most people my age. My bones did not crack or break. So I went home to my wellness home after my meeting, and in a couple of hours I was fine. So that's what I do. I teach other people how to increase their health by raising their energy.
Thank you.
Nicely done, Elaine. 1 minute, 6 seconds.
Oh, good. 6 seconds over.
No, not over. You're right. You're right. At 60 seconds, I just tuned out. I was so bored to tears, I couldn't handle it anymore. It was just like torture.
Okay, you're awful.
Okay, so I got a hook in that one, and the hook for me was the special weapon. My ears perked up. I wanted to hear about the special weapon.
Good.
Yeah, that's great.
Good.
Okay, who else wants to share?
This is Andy.
Okay, Andy, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. 10 years ago, I was introduced to Neken and their amazing technologies. The magnetic insoles became my first game-changer moment. My desire was ultimately to reach my ideal weight and live a lifestyle that would keep me healthy ongoing for good. And at one time, 15-plus years ago, I was 379 pounds. Lost 89 pounds, and I leveled off about 315 to 320. Still, I had not reached my goal. Through Neken's light, L-I-T-E, easy-to-use program, I am on my way to completing my journey once and for all. If you like, I'd be happy to show you how and why this is working so well for my wife, Marilyn, and me.
Thank you.
Andy, that was awesome, and I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I have no idea how long it was. I can't get my stopwatch to work now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. I think I found it again. No, that's not. Oh, there it is. Oh. It was under. I'm sorry. I just stopped it. It was well under a minute, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. So I picked up a couple of hooks in that, Andy. Game Changer was one of them, and Healthy
yeah.
Weight was another one.
What was the second?
Healthy weight.
Yes.
And I also like the permission that he asked for at the end. If you'd like, I can show you. That was very invitational.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, Karen, this is Gail.
Yes.
Okay, Gail, I'm going to go.
Okay, then the building that I worked in only has 3 floors. My elevator speech has to be very quick. So this is mine. I have the privilege, if somebody asks me what I do outside of that building, I will say I have the privilege of introducing people to nature's technologies that give them more energy instantly. Would you like to see if you could benefit?
That's good. Okay, Vance, you go first.
No, 20 seconds. Nicely done.
That's great. And the hook for me was more energy instantly. Another hot topic for people.
Yeah, I thought instantly was a good word. To put it at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. Is it Karen?
Yes.
I finally changed my elevator talk after many, many years. So after I was introduced to some Japanese health technologies about 16 years ago, my husband began living a relatively normal life. Don had suffered from a compressed spine for 12 years at that time. By replicating nature, the Nikon products allowed us both to feel better than we did 20 years before that. We can't imagine what our life would have been like without these technologies. And just by living in our wellness home, which is our greenhouse, and eating, breathing, drinking, and sleeping in it, we've improved our health. I decided to embrace the Nikon business and share it with everyone. We've made the choice to be healthy and not leave our health to chance. Would you like to learn more about how to change your health care to self-care?
This is really challenging. Hang on a second. I keep going. Too many buttons on my phone. 48 seconds.
Awesome. So for me, a personal button was relatively normal life. That perks my ears up, okay? And then 20 years younger, that was good. And it was great that you followed up with a question at the end.
Thank you.
This is Ron.
Anybody else want to see?
Yeah,
hi, Ron.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
I have multiple versions here, and this version happens to be the one that starts with balancing. So somebody says, well, what's new with you? Well, I started a new business. Do you ever get the feeling that something isn't quite right? All my life, I worked hard to support our family financially, and it left me unbalanced in my health and other areas. Some time ago, I was introduced to a Japanese company whose mission is to help one person at a time get their life in balance so they have the time and money for things that are important to them. When I realized that long-standing back and feet issues I was dealing with got better by using the simple-to-use technologies, I knew I needed to let others know what I'd found. I think it's sad that in our society, we've accepted not feeling well and living an unbalanced life as normal. So what I do is show people how they can feel better and remain healthy with these unique solutions, and I show them how they can bring balance into their life. Well, what do you think? The end.
53, Ron.
So the hooks that I got, the feeling that something isn't quite right, I think a lot of people may have that feeling, but they haven't really put it into words for themselves yet. So I thought that was really good because it might make them more aware of that feeling within themselves. Balance is always a good one. And then simple to use. People like things that are simple to use and simple to do.
Okay.
with you.
You're welcome.
Yes, how are we doing on time here?
We're doing all pretty good. I'm curious if that was definitely 5 or maybe 7 or 8. So thank you, everybody, for being so prompt. So if you didn't get a chance tonight, you're on next week, and if we don't get through everyone, and if some of you are hiding and you're not sharing, number one, shame on you, but your business buddy will call you out. So there's a little homework. If somebody hasn't shared and you know because you're partnered with them, then make sure they do. But Jeannie, are you on the line yet? She had a singing quartet or something that she tells you, I will be late if I can be on family and a singing quartet. And if she's not, that's fine. She can share next week. So, yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lucretia. Do we have time for me to share tonight, or do you want me to wait until next week?
You know, let's wait because it is the bottom of the hour, and we try to cut them off right at the cut them off. I'm sorry, that's not the words I was looking for. We try to keep it punctual, and we have time. In the past, I know those of you who are repeating this course, we did them all in one night, and I decided last session that was just too much. It was way, way too much, and I do hope that everyone, you're listening to these intently, because there's a lot of great intel and people's personal stories are being shared. And if you listen to them intently, you might be able to leverage that person's testimony in the form of a three-way call when, and here again is my plea, when everybody emails me, so I can put together the master list of everybody's names, numbers, and email addresses. But there's still quite a few people that haven't emailed me their elevator speech. And I'm sorry for being jealous, but I'd like to read them all because they're really good. So anyway, Karen, closing thoughts to you.
Closing thoughts. Personally, I'm enjoying being on the call with everybody. I'm getting a lot out of it. I know going through the first time, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. And now my eyes are wide open, and I'm in. This is wonderful, and I appreciate everybody's input because you couldn't see me, but I'm sitting here nodding my head to everything that everybody said. So it was awesome. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Karen.
And yeah, thank you, Karen. This was, again, as it always is, a pure delight for me
to
be able to sit and listen.
Thanks,
so thank
Karen.
You.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome,
on that
everyone.
Note, we will bid you farewell, bid you good night. And Kimball Sargent, by the way, I think she agreed Saturday morning she's going to be on Saturday AM Live. She didn't confirm yet, but I'm pretty sure she's good to go to basically share several of the snapshots from San Antonio. And then next Saturday, which is what, the second Saturday in November, Karen, who you got to hear this evening, has agreed to have people and herself share the takeaways from Human Being More that she's hosting in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So, some neat things coming up on Saturday morning, and I do want to encourage you again. Use the sizzle calls. And if somebody wants to hear a little bit more meat and potatoes, plug them into Brody on Thursday. They just keep getting better and better and better. So, anyways, thanks again to Karen. Everybody, thank you for being so prompt and so just real in what you're sharing. And we will chat with you next Tuesday night, if not before. Good night, everybody.